But fear not, said he, for mighty dread had filled their troubled mind. We'll keep you warm with the best music and info on the planet. Talking of which, you know, we've embarked on a campaign to identify the points of excellence in the greater Bolito economy, and we're bringing them to you in the form of live interviews on radio, so that you know with confidence when you're looking for a product or a service, and you check our podcast North Coast Business Directory app. If you find what you're looking for there, you can guarantee that it'll be good quality, great value, excellent service, because we recommend them. And to that end, my very special guest for the latter part of the show today is Dr. Rohini Bissal, a dentist. Rohini, welcome to the show. Nice to have you in the studio.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Might need to get a little bit closer The load shedding is giving us lots of thundering, rumbling generator noise. But it's lovely, as I said, to have you here in the studio. You're from Active Care Medical Center, which I believe is at the Bolito Junction Regional Mall, just over the road from where we are. I honestly had no idea there was a medical suite there. So where about are you?
So it's pretty much on the sixth level in Bolito Junction. And I know a lot of people miss it completely because it's in the mall. We're right there on level six. It's between entrance one and two.
So it's actually on your parking lot at the top of the mall, the open air parking. That's the entrance to the medical suite.
That's the one entrance, and we also have another entrance. It's by Seattle Coffee. That's within the mall, so you can walk from the mall right into the medical center as well.
Okay, well then that's so convenient, isn't it? Just like that. And you're a dentist, which, as we discussed earlier, is not everyone's favorite profession.
Oh, not at all.
Well, wonderfully necessary and wonderful if one can find an empathetic dentist who understands that, particularly the older generation that grew up with painful dentistry, because the equipment was what it was, and techniques were what they were, and you just had to grin and bear it, you know, pardon the pun.
That is very true.
Yeah, so now we've got this phobia, but it's changed. Dentistry, in fact, medical science across the board has changed.
Fantastic. It's brilliant. It's brilliant.
So if you were to describe your style of dentistry, what would it be?
So I love cosmetic dentistry, spanning from your crowns, your veneers, to your teeth whitening, anything that's going to gain someone confidence and give them their smile back. I think it's so much more than just giving somebody a beautiful smile. I think it's more about changing their lives. And I think I come from that background where I didn't have the greatest smile. I didn't have the greatest teeth. And when I went for my orthodontic treatment, it changed my life. So I knew what it felt like, and I wanted to do the same for my patients, and that is why I'm here today.
Are you an orthodontist?
No. I do braces as well. I'm a general dentist, but I do clear braces. Yes, I do.
So that's something that you can do quite successfully?
Yeah. Oh,
wonderful. Okay. Often one talks about a unique selling proposition in business. What is your USP, baby? That's a bit old-fashioned now, because the modern thinking is, no, hang on a second. We're looking at unique problem solving. What problem do you solve better than most in your profession, if you were to modestly mention it?
Sure. I think it's mostly leaving the patient better than what they've come in initially and how they felt initially. I always believe it's not really what you do for a person, it's how you make them feel. And I think that's been one of the greatest things I focus on, is to know or be remembered for how you made a patient feel, essentially. And I mean, coming from a background where you are not the most liked person or the liked profession, I think that's the greatest thing you can do for yourself in a profession that is one of the most daunting professions as well. Yeah.
And it's always difficult to ask a medical professional this question, but I'm going to anyway. Do you see your customers as one and done, or do you kind of build relationships?
Oh, definitely build relationships. You got to know them on a personal level. I believe that you got to just invest a little bit more time in your consultations to get the patient comfortable with you as well. And you got to make them feel as if you're going to be giving them that help that they need. So definitely building a relationship with patients and even, you know, their families, it is so important.
Because unlike in times gone by when one used to avoid like the plague any kind of intervention with a drill or a needle, it's important to have a regular regular checkups to avoid exactly that scenario.
Sure. Yes.
And how often should one have a checkup?
So generally every 6 months for your dental clean. However, for periodontal patients who have gum disease and anything that is a little bit more severe, I always recommend them coming in every 4 months to get that checkup done, just so we give them a thorough clean and prevent any more infections from occurring in the mouth.
And then, this is the question that a lot of folk that are not on medical aid, but on sort of medical insurance possibly, or just cash patients, do you cater to those that are not on medical aid in terms of a fee structure?
For sure, yes. We do have wonderful payment plans. There's actually a payment plan which is the 3-month interest-free payment plan for patients. So we do try to help our patients as much as possible. Essentially, we are offering a service, yes, but we're also there to help.
Yeah.
I think the one thing that we don't want to lose is helping in the health faculty.
It's that human touch. Huh?
Yes, of course.
Making connections, building relationships, and actually making friendships. I think it's important as well to be
that's true.
Comfortable and happy in good medical care.
Yeah.
And my very special guest today, Dr. Rohini Bissal. She's a dentist at Active Care Medical Center. That's at the Regional Mall, the Bolito Junction, across the road from where we're broadcasting. For those that are curious, I've given the address, but is there a website that they can go to and have a look?
Sure. So I'm actually with Family Dental Care in Bolito. So you can check them out via www.familydentalcare.co.za. And you can give us a call as well on our landline, which is 032-586-1819.
Dr. Bissal, thank you for joining me on the afternoon show. And a lovely smile, by the way.
Thank you so much, Dave.
And the show continues. And here is UB40 there in South Africa, by the way, very, very soon.